Good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are in the world. Welcome to On the Grand Scale podcast with Uno T. Danyoni. This is where we talk everything scaling of organizations. Your organization is growing big by the day and you're wondering how to manage it. We are the people that talk on this podcast. We talk about how to manage scaling organizations, companies or organizations that are growing faster than we as entrepreneurs or leaders or as leadership teams can manage. Today, I want to talk to you about the four decisions framework. And I'm going to explain what that means as I go. But to put things into context, let me tell you a problem that many of our clients can relate to. You've started your organization, and over time it has started to grow. But then this growth is becoming way bigger than you can be able to handle. The day-to-day operations are becoming too much. You are hiring people on a daily basis, or maybe on a much more increased basis than you had anticipated because the work is growing. There's more money all coming into the organization, which can be said to be a good thing, but as we know, could become, a problematic thing because there's more things to manage. Even the one person that you add to your organization kind of makes this thing even more unmanageable because when you were running it alone, it was easier. When things are happening in this way, you need a structure, to manage the growth of your organization. You need to be able to say, okay, this is where I am, and this is where we want to be. But what structure can we use to manage the organization as a whole? And this is where the four decisions framework comes in. It's a framework by Vern Harnish, the author of Scaling Up. This book is a really, the Bible of scaling organizations because when you read it, you get to find what and how to structure and manage the growth of your organization without drama. So, the four decisions framework is really a structured approach for a leadership team or a leader to organize their organization around. It is based on four decisions that one must make, and it's on people, strategy, execution, and cash. People, strategy, execution, and cash. There are four decisions that one must make, and there are four questions that are related to each one of them. And I want to take you through them so that you can understand what and how to use this framework. This is just going to be an intro for you so that you are able to dig deeper and start working with it, or even get help to start working with this framework within your organization. Structure is very, very important when organizations are growing. So the first question is around people. And Vern asks a pertinent questions around people. He asks, are the right people in the right seats doing the right things? Do I have in my organization the right people in the right seats, doing the right things? And it's a very crucial question because if you don't have the right people, already you have a challenge. By that, are they qualified? Are they a match for your culture and for your vision? Do they see things the way the organization should be seeing them? People are a multiplier of sorts for the growth that you want in your business. So, do you have the right people? And the second question is, or the second part of the question is that are those people sitting in the right seats? You may have the right people, but they are not sitting in the right seats in that they are not sitting in places where their strengths can be fully utilized. And then, are they doing the right things? This speaks to priorities. Are they focusing on the things that are critical to taking the organization to the next level? So, in organizations that we work with, especially the ones that are growing, we often find that when the organization is now growing, there are some people that are within the organization that are handling tasks that are too many, right? We usually use the functional accountability chart, which is another tool that's found in scaling up, where you just ask, can I have the breakdown of who is doing what in this organization? Who is responsible for sales? Who's responsible for strategy? Who's responsible for HR? Who's responsible for, and when you go through those functions and you ask, you often find that sometimes one person is handling too much. And this has just happened organically because when the organization was very small, you could handle three, four functions because they didn't have much in them. But the organization is growing and we can't manage it now. And the reason is that, we haven't come to review who is doing what and whether it's still manageable for that to happen or not. Some people are left with little to deal with, and then there is no balance in the organization. So this question is a very good question within this framework to ask. Are the right, do I have the right people doing the right things, and are they in the right seats? So one of the ideas and the one of the things I like about the functional accountability chart is that it makes things clear. One person is accountable for one of the functions. If you fill it in, it kind of makes things clearer for you. But even that, I also like what Michael E. Gerber says in the book, The E-Myth, when he talks about how to design your organogram for your organization. And it doesn't mean that you have to have those people in the organization for you to show them on your organogram. It just means that you can just say, I know the functions that I need in my organizations. Here they are. How do I design and write about them so that I'm clear about what it is that is in my organization? At first, you may find people are holding two, three positions and they are doing that well. But as the organization grows, you want to be feeding into that organogram with people, maybe that are within the organization or outside the organization, who are able to do that well for you. So that's question number one on people. The second part of the four decisions framework is strategy. And the major question that's, asked by Scaling Up and Vern Harnish is, do you have a differentiating strategy that drives industry-leading profitability and sustainability? Do you have a differentiation strategy? One that is different from your competitors that makes you stand out. Because the moment we don't stand out, the moment we don't, focus on the things that we are really able to do, and that we are our sweet spots, we are in trouble. But when we are very clear about our focus, we are able to do that well. The second or the sub question to that is, can you state your strategy simply? And does everyone in your organization know about it? Can they do that? Do they know about it? One of the challenges we find when we work with scaling organizations is that you can ask a question like, for the next 10 to 20 years, what are you guys focusing on? And you find that people are mentioning different things. That's a sign that, number one, the strategy is not known, or maybe it is known, but it is not jointly shared. So it wasn't jointly, crafted by the key leadership team members. And therefore, there is no ownership of this strategy. When this happens, it means although there's so many things happening in this organization, we are possibly running in different directions, which makes us move at a slower speed than we should. Great strategy is built upon the sweet spots of the organization. It's built upon the organization's ikigai. And most of the times, you may find that your strategy is something that is copied or is something that is desired, but is not necessarily reflective of the organization's strengths. If we were to ask, are we providing things that the world needs? Are we great at this? Is this, can this make us money, right? And do we love this? You know, if our strategy is not based on the core competencies of the organization, it's one way you know that the organization is not running well. So there are tools within scaling up that help you with the strategy. One is the one-page strategic plan. And this is a fantastic tool to use to really clarify your values, clarify your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, threats, and trends. It actually also helps you clarify your big, hairy, audacious goals. And this is just the second question that we're dealing with. The third question is around execution. Execution is one of those things that are very important for the organization to go forward. And it's the third pillar of this framework. And the question, the main question that's asked within the execution pillar is, are all processes running without drama? And are they driving industry-leading profitability? In other words, are our processes working without much conflict, without much noise, without stopping production, without stopping the progress that we should be making in the organization? We often really just find that when we're working with organizations, sometimes the organizations don't have, people don't know what's the key focus for the quarter. Or sometimes we're not measuring the same things and therefore we are not going in the same direction. Or meetings are not taking place because we consider them to be time wasting. And so, but at the same time, we are not in the same direction. And we often find that, you know, processes are not as clear and they're not clearly defined. The execution question is one that when you clarify will give you four clear things. Number one, the organization will create priorities, annual priorities. What are the four things that we are going to be focusing on this year? Remember, if you have five, six, seven of them, it means you're going to be spreading your effort so thin on many of them that you are not achieving the real big things that you must be achieving. You know, so priorities are going to be important. Number two, are we looking at the same data? Do we look at the same numbers so that we can drive execution? Are we measuring sales? Are we measuring profitability? What is it that we are measuring? You know, are we measuring fundraising efforts? What are we doing? And then the third thing that I really like about the execution subject is on the meeting rhythms. You know, Vern Harnish specifies in the in his book that organizations that meet frequently, execute faster. And this is not just about meeting for meeting's sake. Structured meetings, it has daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual meeting agendas that would blow your mind. And what we find is that when we work with our clients, is that when we start working around getting a meeting rhythm set, it's difficult at first, but when they are used to it, they see the benefit of making these happen more often, but also making them more efficient. Rockefeller used to meet with his leadership team at lunch every single day, and it made his organization much richer, and he was able to accomplish a lot in his lifetime. So the execution pillar is a very important one. Then the fourth decision that you as an entrepreneur must then make has to do with cash. Cash, we are talking about answering this major question. Do you have consistent sources of cash? You know, ideally internally generated, that fuel growth of your business or that fuel the growth of your organization. Do you have constant sources of cash? If you're running a non-governmental organization or a non-profit organization, do you have sources of cash, constant sources of donors, constant sources of revenue that allow you to run your organization without drama, but also allow you to expand? And this question is a major question to ask, because when you're able to answer it, if it's a no, you've got tools that you can use, you know. You've got ways of managing cash flow that are suggested in the book Scaling Up. You have ways of ensuring that you are not losing control due to taking on debt that is unnecessary because you want to grow, or diluting the ownership of your organization because you want to grow. How can you do that internally? There are many, many ways that help the organization to grow without having necessarily to go through those things. So that becomes the fourth question that is asked in the four decisions framework. So just to summarize, we've said the 4D framework is one that can help you think through the scaling of your organization. Number one, it's strategy. Do I have a differentiation strategy that's leading to industry-leading profitability and sustainability? Right? Number two, do I have the right people sitting on the right seats doing the right things? Number three, are all processes execution running without drama? And number four, do we have internally generated cash? So it's people, strategy, execution, and cash. And what we find is that if one of these is not, if you can't answer well on one of these, it's maybe execution is not going right. It's most probably it's because strategy is not going right. If strategy is not right, it's most probably that the people that you have need, you need adjustment in the people side, you know. So these are the things. If the cash, if there isn't enough cash, a problem is the execution is not going right. So these four pillars kind of feed into each other, and they are key into holding the structure of your organization. So please do explore scaling up. Please do explore the four decisions framework for your organization as you think through how to grow from this level to the next. This is on a grand scale. Thank you very much.